was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. They took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
The president repeated the incubator story six times in his verbal war against Saddam.
Had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out.
300 babies had died, the president said. But the girl who gave the testimony
wasn't just a simple Kuwaiti escapee. In fact, just a few seats away was her father, Kuwait's ambassador to the United States and Canada.
A fact known to the organizers of the hearing.
Citizens for a Free Kuwait wanted to get public opinion behind a full-scale commitment, so they paid over $10 million to America's biggest public relations company, Hill & Knowlton, Inc.
Which is about what it is for a presidential campaign.
Most ordinary Americans didn't care about Kuwait.
So the efforts were, what is it that we can do to emotionally motivate people to support actions through the UN to drive them out?
Saddam's power will only grow. The next conflict will find him stronger still, perhaps in possession even of nuclear weapons.
Many still opposed the war, and Congress had not voted. They were willing
to have a vote as long as the outcome was more or less certain to be supportive of the administration.
Bush doubled the troops to 400,000.
I know in my heart of hearts that what we are doing is right, 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 right.
Unable to count on the support of Congress, the administration turned to the United Nations.
If we could get the Soviet Union to agree to the use of force, China would not veto. It was decided that I would visit with each and every government on the Security Council.
Debts were written off. Loans granted to China, Russia, Israel, Iran. Incentives totaling $23 billion. Resolution 678 authorized the use of
all necessary means to restore international peace and security in the area.
It is at this stage quite impossible to determine in detail precisely what that may mean.
This is a very bad precedent for the Security Council. Who knows who's next in line?
Will those in favor of the draft resolution please raise their hand?
China abstained, and Yemen and Cuba actually voted against the resolution.
Thank you. The draft resolution has been adopted as resolution 678.
The next day, all U.S. aid to Yemen was cancelled.
Secretary, thank you for bringing us very closely in contact with these realities.
This meeting is adjourned.
The United Nations can now play the kind of role that we all have hoped for a long time it could play.
Iraq was given until January 15th to withdraw.
Secretary of Defense to increase the size of U.S. forces to ensure that the coalition has an adequate offensive military option.
Sent in the early days of the crisis to defend Saudi Arabia, it began to look as if they might be used to attack Iraq.
Across the world, people demonstrated as the Allies readied for an assault.
If there is an ideal time for war in the desert, it's before March, but that drastically shortens the time for sanctions to bite.
Shortly before the deadline, hopes were raised when Iraq's Foreign Minister, Tariq Aziz, and the U.S. Secretary of State, James Baker, met in Geneva.
To go the extra mile for peace.
Bush wrote a letter to Saddam Hussein.
He read the letter, didn't say a word. And then he looked at me and he said, can I accept this letter?
When it comes to the Arabs, there you raise the stick.
With 4 days to go, the Senate voted.
In the debate, the incubator story came up seven times.
On this vote, the yeas are 52 and the nays are 47.
This will not be another Vietnam. We will not permit our troops to have their hands tied behind their backs. And I pledge to you, there will not be any murky ending.